Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
City in chaos.
Portland desperately needs calm.
Kenosha Mayor's message to the president.
Right now is not the time.
Hailing a Hollywood hero.
His impact lives forever.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, two American cities facing troubled times. In Portland, Oregon, there were new clashes overnight after the weekend death of a man when protesters squared off with Trump supporters. And in Kenosha, Wisconsin, there is concern as the president plans a visit in the wake of the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Here's CBS's Mola Lenghi.
Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler denounced the violence in the city and cast blame on President Trump for spreading a message of hatred.
You've tried to divide us more than any other figure in modern history.
President Trump responded on Twitter, writing, Wheeler thinks this lawless situation should go on forever. Wrong. Portland will never recover with a fool for a mayor. Protests have grown nationwide since the Jacob Blake shooting in Kenosha. But here in Kenosha, the protests have been largely peaceful over the last several days. About 1,000 people marched with Jacob Blake's family Saturday, calling for violence to end and for the officers involved to be disciplined.
There were 7 bullets put in my son's back.
Let's get the latest from the White House and CBS's Ben Tracy.
During a barrage of nearly 100 tweets and retweets on Sunday, the president retweeted unfounded conspiracy theories that protests for racial justice are actually an attempted coup to take him down.
You know what I say? Protest is your ass.
The Trump campaign in the White House called the unrest in American cities a preview of Joe Biden's America.
It is in Democrat cities. You know, you want to talk about Donald Trump's America. Most of Donald Trump's America is peaceful.
But Democrats are pushing back, reminding voters that what they are seeing is happening in President Trump's America, not Joe Biden's.
Amid all this, President Trump's opponent takes his message on the road today, as we hear from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
He's headed to Pittsburgh later today, where aides say he's going to speak broadly about the president's response to the violence, the pandemic, and the economic downturn. The general gist of the message, quote, are you safe in Donald Trump's America? Biden issued a statement about the deadly violence in Portland, calling it unacceptable, and adding that he, quote, condemns violence of every kind by anyone, whether on the left or the right. And I challenge Donald Trump to do the same.
Now to Lake Charles, Louisiana. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is covering the devastating aftermath of Hurricane Laura.
Hurricane Laura's 150-mile-per-hour winds knocked down thousands of utility poles. People here are now facing 90-degree temperatures and high humidity with no electricity or running water.
It's terrible. It's catastrophic.
Nick Hunter is the mayor of Lake Charles.
Have you heard any estimates of when you're going to get power back?
Weeks. 100% of the city is without power right now. I would say definitely over a month.
After weekend progress, hot, dry weather could make things rough again for firefighters in Northern California. 1,200 homes and other structures have burned in wildfires. Taryn O'Connor is one of the Army soldiers called in to help.
Usually you think of the Army of going overseas and completing missions over there, but it's nice to do something on the home front.
Chadwick Boseman's death from colon cancer stunned fans and has been noted on social media and beyond, all over the world.
The entertainment industry continues to reel from Chadwick Boseman's unexpected death.
We dedicate tonight's show to a man whose spirit touched so many.
At last night's MTV Music Video Awards, a tribute to the Black Panther star.
His impact lives forever.
At some NBA games played this weekend, there were also salutes.
A moment of silence in honor of Chadwick Boseman.
And at the Belgian Grand Prix, Lewis Hamilton, the only black driver in Formula One, gave the Black Panther salute, crossed arms over chest in Boseman's memory. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
FDA Chief Stephen Hahn tells the Financial Times he is willing to fast-track a COVID-19 vaccine for use by health professionals at first. CBS's Vicki Barker has the latest on the pandemic.
The number of coronavirus cases worldwide has surged past 25 million. India just marked a record one-day increase, nearly 79,000 new cases, breaking the previous daily record set in the U.S. last month. India may be overtaking the Americas as the new global epicenter, but Europe is starting to see a feared second wave, too, and the U.S. has now reached 6 million confirmed cases.
Struggling for survival with travel numbers way down, United Airlines is doing away with the much-hated $200 change fee for people who have to shift plans when traveling in the U.S. CBS's Peter Greenberg says it puts pressure on other airlines to do the same.
Since 2010, United Airlines alone has collected more than $6 billion in these change fees. And if recent history holds, American and Delta may follow suit.
Overseas today, a historic flight.
U.S. and Israeli delegations flew together on the first commercial flight between Tel Aviv and the United Arab Emirates. White House envoy Jared Kushner was on board.
The Abraham Accords is a giant step forward. We celebrate a historic breakthrough for peace.
The word peace was inscribed above the cockpit in English, Hebrew, and Arabic. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
In our School Matters series, correspondent Wendy Gillette has more on something that can help parents make key decisions during the pandemic.
A recent survey by the women's and family healthcare site Maven found 60% of parents didn't have a plan for their kids for the fall as late as the end of July. CEO Kate Ryder.
We thought it would be a good idea to help parents with a framework.
So the site designed the COVID-19 child care decision tool, taking parents through a questionnaire to help them come to the conclusion if in-home or out-of-home instruction or care is best for their family. The site worked with economist Emily Oster to help add features like the gut check once you've answered the questions.
Your answers to these questions suggest that this is what might work for you. How do you feel about that?
The tool is free. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
A girl in Savannah, Georgia is using her hands to lend a hand in the pandemic.
10-year-old Samaya Harris jumped into action after hearing about the need for face masks. She decided to learn how to make them and start her own small business.
I was learning how to sew at that time, and I asked my grandmother, can you teach me how to sew masks? And she was like, and she said, are you sure? And I said, yes.
Harris has already made more than 100 masks for people across the U.S. and the Dominican Republic. She's donating some of her proceeds to charity. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Magician David Blaine scrapped a plan to float over the Hudson River strapped to helium weather balloons. He blamed the weather and wind patterns and says he'll try the stunt later on this week in Arizona. The weekend saw the first major movie releases since the pandemic began. The thriller Tenet exceeded expectations, taking in $53 million worldwide, most of it overseas. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.